originally there was a guest, and then the menu hardly changed. So there was no media, there was no media. And then the hurricane pushed out the Quran, the branches of the Quran, and hovered them upon Shiva, the definition, and hovered them upon the throne. And then, but it was not by itself, so it doesn't become a self. But then in the Bible, sees it, doesn't do anything about it, he decides to go to sleep. So then it becomes also by the way, to everybody. But suppose a stranger, so the Rambam says, suppose a stranger sees the Quran and he doesn't do anything about it, so he doesn't become also to the Bible, nor does it become also to any other people. But it becomes also to him. To him it becomes also, even though he's a stranger. Why? Because since this stranger had an opportunity to block out the Quran, in Rambam, let's say, if he didn't have that opportunity, because if he knows that he will walk out the carriage, so the policeman will come and he'll arrest him, so then it's not something that then he's not considered Mikhail crime. But if he can, even a stranger, if he knows it's a crime, Mikhail Khaber, and he can walk out the crime with impunity, and he doesn't do it, so then this stranger is considered a Mikhail crime, and vis-a-vis him, it is also Osama. But vis-a-vis anybody else, it's not Osama. Now what does it mean? Is it a Hetz of Fire Kerem or it's not a Hetz of Fire Kerem? If it's not a Hetz of Fire Kerem, so how is it also relative to him? Just because he had the opportunity to block it out and didn't? And if it is a Hetz of Fire Kerem, so why isn't everybody else also? Fire Kerem is also. I mean, can you say such a thing in regard to Chazal, to Bas B'cholo? If it's Bas B'cholo, it was Bas B'cholo. If it's by a Kerem, it's by a Kerem. The answer is, it is a heft of by a Kerem, Nichalei, not Nichalei. It is a heft of by a Kerem. But in order that by a Kerem should relate to a Gadre, there must be Nichalei. In other words, it only, the heft is Osa. It's Osa. But it's only Osa to a person who is Mikadre. So you see that the stranger who saw Klein became Havere and didn't pluck it out, to him it is us. To anybody else it's not us. If it is us to him, so that means it's a heft of Baya Keren. But by Baya Keren, there is a special aloha of Sisra Kal Mechok Kelai. Do ye this real dinichale? In other words, that Baya Keren, the heft of Baya Keren, is only us there. To the one who is in the kind, who maintains the client. So if the buyer maintains it, then it is also everybody. But if the buyer himself doesn't know about it, so the buyer is not in kind yet, but another person had an opportunity to plot it out, and then some melee to the other person is also. So that means that even without the chalet, it is a head of fire chalet. Because if without the chalet, it wouldn't be a head of fire chalet. How could it be yourself to the Reye? So in other words, the Maisa Heze consists in the Avud. Whether Nichalei, not Nichalei, but in order that the Isa Hefze of Maya Kerem should be laid to a Gavre, the Gavre must be a Mikhail of that fire. But the Hefze is a Hefze of Maya Kerem anyway. So anyway, it seems the Hefze is a Hefze of Maya Kerem anyway. And the head of fire Karen, without Michal is a head of fire Karen. So the Maisa Hezek is a tangible thing. So it's a Hezekia. But the governor will not be able to Israel unless the governor will be Mikhail this head of fire Karen. When is the governor considered to be Mikhail? If it's Michal, if it's not Michal, the governor is not considered to maintain this line. And the head of fire Karen is only also Mamoye. To the person who maintains it. To maintain it. So maybe it is a Hezekia. Mashain came by the Tami Tarez Shokhavere, even if it's Tami Mashki. But the Tetzis mentions it only as a Raya. That the fact that by Ikhli you can have the same contact with the Sheretz and still it will not be in Kaputume shows that it's not the contact with the Sheretz. It's not a tangible thing. The contact with the Sheretz that is the Kabbalah. It's the abstract, it's the intangible thing, the Kabbalah Stume. And the Kabbalah Stume is a little abstract thing. It's not something tangible, it's a hezek. Shenikia, so it's like my beta shepos mosi amudini. So it's a hezek shenikia. Let's say money that the Malchus declared that it cannot be used as currency. So that's considered hezek shenikia. Hezek shenikia. The Gemara says in the Kabbalah, after Zion. So why? Because the hezek is intangible. It's abstract. There is no tangible hezek. But by lying, there is a tangible hezek. True, it requires nichalei. That doesn't mean that without nichalei, it's not a hezek of chayakar. Without nichalei, it's also a hezek of chayakar. We see from the Rambam. Already claimed we can him, so to him it is also. Avleilema, dochananda havezek shenikya. And why does the Talikam say here in the price that is higher? Because maybe Tame should be a little bit of a the author of the Minkashlore, Shebalakan and Namas. They, the Knas, who makes it up to this higher. If it had been only a Knas, so why is there a Knas? In order that there should be a deterrent. So here there is a deterrent anyway, so the Chachom didn't have to cancel.
Vasra Shir Tes, Chav Vav El Hatov Shalom Tes, September 18, 1979, on Tuesday.
Now, Gemara said that being the babies. So, Gemara in the first question said that Mechitzelim is good. So, Dabcha also, but why also in Mechitzelim? Because there's a creation in it. So, then Gemara needs the question, being Mechitzelim looked at. The Gemara says in the first lashon that we couldn't say that mechitzo means brukte, because if mechitzo means brukte, so why does he have to say shehotzu lasis mechitzo? So it would be a better expression hotzu lasis, shehotzu lasis well. So then Gemara asked, Elamai Gude, so the Makshin asked, so what do you start to say? That Mechitzel is Gude? Why does it say, Bein Zakesel, Bein Nesimi Boyale? That's why the Makshin asked the Tarzan, because in the first portion the Tarzan says that Mechitzel is Gude. So the Makshin asked the Tarzan, how can you say that Mechitzel is Gude? If Mechitzel is Gude, why does the Mishnah have to say Bein Sakeisel and Bein Eisei? So the Tarzan, the Teretz, Iton Eisei, Yavamim, Svetbaome, Komashmon Kesi. So Rashi explains it. Yavamim, Svetbaome, Maire Masnis, Biyuname, Mechitzik, לראות שדקטון החלוק, כל, וכשאין בו דחלוק, is some commercial case, לראות שדקטון משום case, לראות זה, so why does Rashi explain it that way? Because Rashi was bothered. How does Gemara say that the Mishnah doesn't use the expression, הכשוט משעות זו לעשיס מחיץ, which means Kesia, is Bein Eisei Bemtza, because if the Torah, if the top of the Mishnah mentioned the expression Bein Eisei, so then I would say that what does it mean Bein Eisei? It means just Bisipes, not the regular case. But how could we say that Hashutvin Sha'otsu, La'asis Mechitze, and Mechitze means a Kesia, not Glukte? So how could I say that they can force each other to build misipes, just misipes, monofshech, misipes, so without rotsu. This is what Bader Teisves and Rashi was also Bader. So that's why Rashi explains it. Havamim, misipes, Bader, Maher, Mas, Nisim, Diyunam, Mechitzik. ורוד זה דיקטון האחרות לכהן. So, אם זה משנה אצל אקשן אוס לאסיס מחיצן בין נעיצי, so I would say that the Mishnah is referenced to Chotzer Sheim B'Kedichukim. So the Meir, without Chotzer, they couldn't force each other into building Mesipis. But if it's Chotzer, so they build a Mesipis. U'Sheim B'Kedichukim, Kom Ashim on Keitzer, Chotzer Dikton, and U'Sheim Keitzer. Deal with Chotzer, Paulo on Mesipis. All right, this is how Rashi is. But Teitzves was also bothered by this Gemara, how I mean in Mesipis Ba'olei, Pirish, V'rotzo Niktone HaMesipis, that when the Mishnah says, if the Mishnah used the expression Bein Neisim, Hashut Trin She'ozo Has Mechitze B'chotzea, Bein Neisim B'emtza, so then I would say that what Bein Neisim, just a Mechitze, a minimum Mechitze, of Mesipis, and the Rotzo means Rotzo Niktone HaMesipis. Aber hat der Bai Rotsu, Name ist im Sibes. Bau Kochon, Kimuch, Abi Samuch, die Koma, Mai Rab, die Keiser, Loi, im Sibes, so even if we say, hat die Kriya, Loi, Shri, hat die. So one cannot force the other Shute to build a Keiser, Dal Dames, Kimine Kamdine, but im Sibes, one Shute can force the other to build a Mechitza of Sibes. So why does the Mishnah tell us, if, how could I say, that the Mishnah means Mesipis. Mesipis, so even without God, but we want to know it's Mesipis, but God, we have something to come out of the case with Mesipis. How do you Mesipis go work? How do you want to see Mesipis because God is given the Gambin? So why is it called Mesipis? Because it has Chalais. It's not the case of Sosu. Umikra Mesipis, Lefishu Molei, Chalais, Ki Nepirish Boch, they make him a hezek real. So in other words, so Tesis explains the Gemara in the following way. In other words, the Gemara says that the Mishnah could use the expression because the Mishnah would use the expression so I would say that even if it's Rotsu, so they still cannot force each other to build a Keisel Soso, a Keisel Soso of Dalai Damas. But only if Tzotzu, so they can force each other to build a Keisel of Godel because he's, but with Chalitz. So without Tzotzu, they can force each other to build the minimum Mechitze, not of Godel because he's, a minimum Mechitze of Mesipis. But if it's Chotzu, so then they can force each other to build a Mechitze of Godel because he's but with Chalines. So that's why the Mishnah uses the expression Ben Nesakeitz of Benza to advise us that if it's Chotzu, so they can behave each other to build a Mechitze of Godel because he's that is also without Chalines. Without it. אבל תראות זו איזה מסיפס מגודל מגודס כמידם דירה הוא מכל מסיפס למי שאומר לך על אינס כנפיר יש ברוך ונמגין להזק ריה This is what I would say So come as we all בין נסקי צו באמצע That even though according to the first question is a clear lunch may I say But if it's hot So then the umden is That they meant a case sale that protects both Shchemi against the Zikri. That means a case also some of Kabbalah stories. In Ame, we wish in a Gavei Ayud, ki dimuch amri kamo, da vi gaga sobach lechotza. Tom Rav Nachme, eisel in magi Gavei Ayud, u poi, eisel in magi Gavei Ayud. So who is, can be forced to build a magi Gavei Ayud? Only the Balagat, not the Balachotza. Why? Because the Chotzer is clearly Tashmishi. The Balagat is not clearly Tashmishi. So if the God, the Balagat goes in Sadat in Mechitze, in Maket, and the God, so then he is never able to protect himself against the Ezekriya by the Balagat, because he has certain times, certain hours, when he has to do Tashmishi in the Chotzer. And the Balagat, he has no hours. He can, whenever he capriciously decides, to sit down on the God. So he sits down on the God, and he'll be able to look at him. So the God will be able to look at the Tashmishi, to observe the Tashmishi of the Balachotzer. So because of that, the Balachotzer can force the God to build the Mach. So, upon the Mach, he'll actually, the Mach of the Mach, he'll actually, the Lord has been, will he just be gone, Principe Sage. So that's what the Gemore, Omar Abach Moshmoy, that has also been some of the lands, Abu Dhabi Gagoy, Viramach in the day of Mar, and Zoku Dalamis, Abu Zoku and Hitler, so the man here is a clear about his being, he is a good gang, he is found a sage. So the Gemore says, Rayo will be gone, Principe is, Motze Mishtametle, Hitler, so the Motze, So, Teises mentions, so Teises was bothered by the Kashuk. Well, how can the Gemara say that if the Mishnah used the expression, being lazy, I would say only Sipes, but Sipes, even without Otsu, one can force the other. So one motion Teises says, I would say that with that if it's Hotsu, so one can force the other to build in Sipes of Dominic Gotzis with Avonim. But without Hotsu, just be playing in Sipes, with not from Dominic Gotzis. And the other motion is that if the Mishnah used the expression, even they say, so I would say that if it's Hotsu, so if it's Hotsu, so then, he can force, one should can force the other to build a misipes. A misipes made out of double because a misipes made out of God. In Amel, we should be a youth. To the Muchal Kamon, God, the God, the Somuch, the Hotze. The Omer Amnachmer is the Magic of a youth. Who both my own clear of Amel, the God of Misipes Sage. So we see, and there the Gemara means, Misipes Sage, less than you. So we see that the Gemara uses the expression misipes ligabe a chitze that is less than yud. So if the Mishnah had used the Rosh Neisei, so then I would say that if it's Otsu, so one should have can force the other to build a chitze of double bigozis, but less than yud. So Kamashulon, Benin is a case that if it's also, so one should have can force the other to build a mechitze that is so sum of God because he is, and not only less than youth, but even youth is not enough, he can force the other to build the mechitze of Dalai Lamas. So what Deitze says, in Amrish, in Uriah Yud, that's in the Havamine, how I could say, but I'm in the MS, that the Mishnah uses the expression Benin Sakhe itself. So the Mishnah herein advises us that if it's also, so the woman is, that the intention was to build the Mechitze of Dalai of God because it's, and without Chalimus, so even though the tree is Rosh Meyazek, but when they agreed to build the Mechitze, the woman is that he intended to build the Mechitze that will protect each Utah against the Mechitze. Uri put respiration, the Rotsu Victona Ahudikon, Vitamin, the Asit in the Pizza and the Gudin. So, how could I say that Rotsu Victona Ahudikon? So he says, the Asit in the Pizza and the Gudin, the Plukte, Lattes me boiled. ואי דרך אמות צלמיים עד אבמין נמציא בדבאומה או שמעים בו מסעים ודקטונה אבל זמן שכנם רצה הפורם כאלה אחרי קובה יוכל הפורם מסיבס ואי דרך אמות צלמיים במסיא בדבאומה או בהגן בתונה מסניסן גוזי סביגו נעלי לומר בין נזקים זו בן פשיטה Why do the Mishnah have to tell us that when they agree to building Chitze. So then each one has to have, has to give half of the grounds of the space for the Chitze. She tells him, I says, let's say that Rubin was the one who took the initiative and he prevailed upon Shimon that they should both build the Chitze. So you could say, since Rubin took the initiative to prevail upon Shimon, Maori Tainan was Omari, Ki Yisratzoi Eloch, Be'avirem, B'tashmish Elo Yisrat, B'tashmish Elo Yisratzoi Eloch. Come on, Rashi. Now let's see the Rashi. Yirati Mechavre, Vikish Menu Lechei Kom Mechitza. Maori Tainan Omari, Ki Shin Yisratzoi Eloch, B'mechitza, Mechitza Tako Yisratzoi Isi, V'limute Be'avirem, Ki Gei Shom Yisod, Sheyitak, והז קריאה אין בו אויטים שחיבי הקיצר בחלק יכול חוץ מדום המועד אבו לבנס קיצר אבון אור למותנה מתשמיש דלוי נשרץ So, the Gemara says that the Gemara tells the Mishnah tells us a chidish If the Mishnah hadn't spelled it out that when it's a kiss of Emtsas I would say that even in the case where we both agreed But since the initiative was taken, let's say, by Rubin, and then Shimon finally agreed to Rubin that they'll both build the Mechitze. So if the Mishnah hadn't spelled it out there, so I would say that Shimon can say to him, after all, I wasn't even happy with the whole proposition of building a case. But you kept on pressuring me, so I finally agreed. So I agreed. Only on the condition that we'll both participate in the expenses of the case. But as far as giving up space, that I didn't agree to. Komashko, no. That he cannot say that. That when a person, when the shooting agrees, even though we agree, as a result of pressure by the other shooter. So the presumption is that they agree to be equal in everything. Equal in the expenses, equal in the space, everything. Now, the Ramah is Ma'ariach here on this Gemara. And the Ramah is Kupshot. So Rashi explains this Gemara very simply. Rashi says that if the Mishnah, the Gemara is saying, that if the Mishnah hadn't spelled out the answer, then we could say that even though they agreed, but they only agreed, the other Shutef only agreed, to participate in the expenses, but not to participate in allocating the space for the Ruby Amchitze. That not. The Ramah made the question, how could we say it? How could we even sell the title? Now, that when Shimon agreed to the pressure to the request of Ruby to participate in building the Amchitze, that the only men participate in the expenses, not in allocating the space. But suppose he didn't agree. Suppose he would be so obstinate, he said, I don't yield to your pressure. So he still could, okay, could still force Shimon to build L'chol HaKoches a minimum mechitza of Nisipes. And, but a minimum mechitza of Nisipes also acts by space. I mean, there is, no matter how thin the mechitza is, it's still acting by space. So in that event, even if Shimon had not agreed to Rubin's request, so Rubin would still be able to force Shimon to participate in the expenses of the Nisipes and in the space of the Nisipes. So even without Shimon's consent, so he could be forced to participate in allocating the space for the thing. He'd say, now that Shimon consented, so he certainly should be able to force him to participate in the allocation of the space, because he could force him, even without the consent of Shimon, he could force him to participate, to share in the space. But if Shimon had not agreed, then he would only it could only be forced to share in the space occupied by demons. But he agreed to build a Riomrite. As far as the location of the space is concerned, that does not have to be based upon the special consent by Shimon. He could force Shimon to share in the space of the Mechitza, whether Shimon wants or not. But without the consent by Shimon, then he couldn't force him to participate in the expenses of a Mechitza of Golgothis. But since he agreed to participate in the expenses of Mechitza of Golgothis, and this is the Mechitza that they both built, so anyway, without his consent, he should be able to force him to participate in sharing the space for the Mechitza. This is the kasha that the Rama is. So it's not a kasha against Rashi, because in the Rama, if Shimon hadn't made any concessions, so then Ruben could force Shimon to participate in the expenses of the Nisipes. I mean, how much is it? Mechitza of Nisipes worth, but whatever it is. And he could also force him to share in the allocation of the space occupied by the Mechitza of Nisipes. But since he did exert pressure, Ruben did exert pressure upon Shimon, and Shimon yielded to the pressure, now it's much more of a detriment to Shimon to participate in the expenses of the thick wall of Golgothis than to participate in the space occupied by Sipes. I mean, what would be the thickness of Sipes? An inch. All right. So then Shimon could be forced to give up half an inch of his grounds. So that's relatively very little. But now that he made such a substantial concession to Ruben by agreeing to share the expenses involved in building a Mechitza of Golgothis, let's say a Mechitza of Golgothis is $100. So $50. So maybe you can say, I didn't make such a concession and give up so much money in order that you shouldn't make any concession to me. So true, if I hadn't made any concession to you, so then I couldn't expect you to make a concession to me. But now that I made such an important concession to you, so my intention was that you will act as a gentleman and you will reciprocate a little bit, not in the same way as I did, and build the whole Mechitza. A new world. That's right. But the Rama considers that unreasonable, because whatever Ruben could force him to do without Jimmy's consent, so now that he consented to build a thicker Mechitza, so he certainly could force it. So how does he explain this Gemara? So he said as follows. Now, according to the second motion of the Gemara, that the Kriya Shmei is So then the Mishnah is referenced exclusively to the Chotzer, to the case of the Chotzer and the Tivot. According to the first version, the Mishnah is can have reference to the Chotzer Sheyesh B'Chlukia also. But it doesn't mean that according to the first version, the Mishnah is referenced only to a case of Chotzer Sheyesh B'Chlukia. According to the first version, the Mishnah is referenced to both cases, to the case of Chotzer Sheyesh B'Chlukia and to a case of Chotzer Sheyesh B'Chlukia. So the Mishnah discusses both situations, Chotzer Sheyesh B'Chlukia and Chotzer Sheyesh B'Chlukia. So this is what the Gemara is saying. Then there couldn't even be something like that, that when women took the initiative in prevailing upon Shimon, that Shimon should agree to share in the expenses, that Shimon should be able to say, I only agree to share the expenses on the condition that you build the whole mechitza of God because it's on your ground. That's our reason. Because if it's a chotzer sheyesh b'chlukia, so the woman could force Shimon to share in the space without the concept of Shimon. So whatever mechitza is finally built, so he has that clear. But since the Mishnah deals with two cases, it deals with the situation of chotzer sheyesh b'chlukia, and the Mishnah also deals, according to the first portion, with the situation of chotzer sheyesh b'chlukia. So if the Mishnah had not spelled out greatness a case of the Emtza, then I could say, I could argue with reason that by Chotzer Sheyesh B'Chlukia, so then there is no schus kriya by Reuven against Shimon to force him at the very outset without the consent of Shimon. So by Chotzer Sheyesh B'Chlukia, if they did agree, so then Shimon could say, I only agreed to make a chlukeh, to build a chlukeh, even though it doesn't have ches by ballot, only on the condition that you build the whole kinsel on your ground, because after all, it has less than ches by ballot. So if I have to allocate my space, I'll have nothing left in the space and my grounds to be mishtamish. So only in the case of Chotzer Sheyesh B'Chlukia the Gemara could have such a hard amine. But in the case of Chotzer Sheyesh B'Chlukia, so the Gemara couldn't even have such a hard. That's one teretz of the Ramah. Then the second teretz of the Ramah is like Rashi. In other words, that even though that I could have the Sardin Aito, even in the case of Chotzer Sheyesh B'Chlukia. So there are two shemes. In the Ramah, one Rosh in the Ramah is like Rashi, and the other Rosh is not like Rashi. Alright. So, how can you say that Hezek Shnei has? And the reason is why it can indicate that the big thing is itself, because there was an agreement. Because it's Chotz, but without Chotz not. But the Mishnah proceeds and says Mechei Megillah. And the Mishnah doesn't say Mechei Megillah im Chotz Basis Mechitza. So it's Mashmah Mechei Megillah even without Chotz. That's the plain implication of the Loshna Mishnah. But you say, the Makshin asks the Talzim, you say the Kriya Lashmi has it. So why does the Mishnah say Mechei Megillah that one can be kept the other to build a Mechitza in a Gino jointly? But as a kriya is lo shmeyaz. So the Gemara answers, Gino shane, ki de rababe, yom rabab, yom rabun, yom rab, hosu yod olam yisur chaveire, bisho shiei mi dikomiseo. So the Gemara says, I mean, in other words, according to the Mandom, the first wash, that as a kriya lo shmeyaz, so by chotzer, without chotzu, one cannot force the other to build the case of Gokulikos. Every case. But by Gino is more. Gino is more. Why? Because by Gino there can be the rie of inhibition. By Chotzer, so there is no rie of inhibition of Aino. You're only the rie of observing private Tashmish. So that we say Hezekiah-Lishman is a question. Mashenkin Bagino, so without the decayed cell, so then once you take one shot, could look with the new eye upon the Gino of the neighbor. So that kind of is a clear. There is a clear of observing private things. Is largely as it called in the translation. But there is a clear involved in looking at the Ginas Habere with the new eye, that is clear. So from this territory, you know, it appears that there is a clear involved in looking with the new eye is more humble than there is a clear that is involved in curiously observing the privacy of another person, the private tashkishin of the other person. That's how it appears from this Gemara. Gideshan, Gideravad, Ramaravad, Ramaravune, Ramarav, also Yodom, Lame, Bishor Chaveire, Bishor, Shimedes, Bikomiseo. But Gemara, so in other words, so what is the Talmud saying? That by the fear of building in Chitze by Chotzer and the fear of building of forcing the other Shute to build in Chitze by Gino are two separate halachas. By Gino, it is for Skvie without any words, without any mutual agreement. Mashenke, that's by Gino. But Mashenke by Chotzer, so the Kvie has to be grounded in mutual agreement. This is what you are saying. But the Mishnah says, so the Makshness again, for the Henkatan. In other words, the Henkatan similar. What does it mean similarly? For the same reason. That in the same way as Shutfi can force each other to build the Mechitze and Chotzer, so they can force each other to build the Mechitze and the Gino. And in Gino, it's because of Ezekiel, without a mutual agreement. So that means that the Chotzer also because of Ezekiel. Also basically, in the same way, without the mutual agreement. Without the mutual agreement. So the Gemara says, no, the Bechein doesn't mean, the Bechein doesn't mean that it's, they have the same schus kriye as by Chotzer. That by Gino they have the same schus kriye as by Chotzer. No, because according to the first portion of the Gemara, so according to the Talmud in the first portion, so as it really looks as it. So by Chotzer there is no Schus Kriya at the very outset. Only there was an undertaking, an agreement. And by Gino there is a Schus Kriya. So why does the Mishnah equate the case of Gino with the case of Chotzer? That's in regard to Golden Megosis. Just as by Chotzer. So there is a Chiyuv to build a case of Golden Megosis. So by Gino also. But there's a difference. By Chotzer, the case of Gino because he says to be predicated upon a mutual agreement. By Gino, it's not predicated upon a mutual agreement. This is what he wants. Alright, now let's see. Also, Lord of Shiavich, can you buy more? Vokain Kotor Mashkavaya Hatainu, Gino the Chotzer. Now, so from this Gemara, the pashtus of the Gemara is Mashma. That Gino is more chomor than Chotzer. That Gino is more chomor than Chotzer. Gino Shaare Kin Rabam, Vin Tema, Tesis, Umahai Taime, Yisrael Nama Dita Bebiko. Now, according to Mandoma, that has Kriye Loish Tese. So by Chotzer, there is no Chim of Kriye. There is no Din of Kriye, it's Chuzo. But by Gino there is because by Ho. So Manav Sheh, by Biko, there should also be Adiko. So why does the Mishnah say that only by Gino there is a Schus Kriye, not by Biko, not by Zvei Alohol? V'yishloim ha-mishan ha-gino, she-bitabli bo yarek v'achil, v'cholsho yimenez biko miseo, avol Biko yimenez biko miseo, elohi yishlech ha-mishon, v'umchai v'hidya, avol osa v'ami b'sho yimenez biko miseo. But since it's not the whole year, so maybe there is no Schus Kriye. V'im teima, ומאן דו אבלוק דה פין דאש ונדאפו בחוצה שמי איזה כל שמי גינו יסיף המדיגי מור דה גינו יזמוך עמו a mai să sunt să vino, e și la ina, vino, în mis namiș, în mis namiș, în dobri, because, so from this gimone it's mashma, that by vino, what kind of case was to be built, also galadans, just as by chotze, but by chotze, I mean, stolen machlek, the tree, shmeyed, the tree, but by vino, so by vino, they had a tree, certainly shmeyed, because of vino, so if it is because of rie, so that makes a difference whether the rie consists in gazing at the private tashmishi, or the rie consists in looking maliciously with an evil eye. Rie, in order to obstruct rie, how high a kinsel must we have? Talenamis. That's how it appears. And the Ramban in the Chedushim says that it has to be that the kinsel of Taigino